airchecks.com. Looking back at 41 years of WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
Mattress Michigas, starring Charles Laquadera and Matt Siegel, will continue in 5 seconds.
You mean you did all that and you didn't even fall off the surfboard?
We're saying goodbye to a legend. The Rock of Boston, WBCN.
Yeah, baby. Now that's some rock. God, it's WBCN. It's the four-day farewell. You're listening to 104.1, a four-day retrospective of what it has been. It's kind of cool because you're getting all of the 41 years at once, a condensed version. You get a feel of what it was like. You know, I do have another HD radio. The music lives on in HD, and we want you to get these HD radios. There's HD Freeform, etc. And it's good to have one of the radios. Why don't we give one of those away right now? And coming up, I guess at 2 o'clock, if I can find it, there's a thing that happened in, I believe it was 1983, where the program director, Oedipus, and I went to see David Bowie, and we broke into his limousine and stole something and did something with it. No. It's pretty interesting, actually, and look for that at 2 o'clock here at WBCN.
Brady takes the shotgun.
Tom Brady is
fires down the middle. Touchdown!
We've got a brand new sports radio station where you can hear every single play. Boston's new home for sports is 98.5 The Sports Hub. And it debuts on Thursday, the day Tom Brady makes his return to the Pats. Pre-game at 4.
This is Gil Santos. Join me and Gino Capoletti at 7:30 for the kickoff.
On the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. New radio station. Same great cover. Gil Santos, Gino Capoletti, Gary Tang, Wandy, Gresham, Scott Zilla. The new home of the Patriots is the new 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now it's springtime for Boston on BCN.
WBCN Boston.
Springtime for Boston on BCN.
Another classic WBCN lunch song.
On my lunch Dijon, got a great flavor. They make the mustard over in France. I know I may drip some on my pants, but I'm up for taking a chance, 'cause I'm a hungry man. I'm a hungry man. Here, Captain Ken on VCN at 12 o'clock, eating on the rock. Tacos, enchiladas, and beans. Biggest lunch that you've ever seen. But he keeps the turntables clean. Such a radio man. Radio man. Well, you should fry chicken with Pam. You spray a bomb and nothing sticks to the pan. Now every piece of Teflon inside my kitchen is gone, because I fried chicken with Pam. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you should eat bagels with ham. It isn't kosher, but I don't give a damn. There ain't nobody can tell me that I'm going to hell, because I eat bagels and ham. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sipping through a frap with Linda. It's made with ice cream from Hojo. When in walks Lenin and his woman,
by the name of Yoko Ono.
Didn't anybody tell her? Couldn't anybody see? God's love affair is fine, but some days he should be writing songs with me. I thought the girl was kind of pushy. That's how John's wife came after me. She asked me what I thought of sushi.
I said, who in the hell is she?
And so I quit the freaking Beatles and got myself a steady job. And now I'm cooking wings with Linda,
and I eat like a bleeding slob.
Didn't anybody tell her? Anybody see? John's love affair is fine, but some days he should be writing songs with me. Oh yeah.
Looking back at 41 years of WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
WBCN, Boston. Dangerous lunch today.
Every day.
We're saying goodbye to a legend. The Rock of Boston. WBCN.
WBCN, Boston, Bradley J. We're having a good time with our retrospective. This is, you know, it really is pretty intense, both for me and I'm sure for you, to think back of all the awesome things that you experienced with WBCN, whether you were just listening and doing cool things like being with your girl or going on a vacation or whatever, or whether you won things from WBCN or you went to the BCN lunchtime shows or BCN Rumble or BCN Raves. BCN is pretty much insinuated into the fabric of most people in this area's life. So if you're having as much fun as I am, it's a lot of fun. Listen, I have a story about Marilyn. We just played Marilyn Manson. You know, this is kind of a rock and roll kind of story, and this was pretty recent. Marilyn Manson was at Great Woods, and it was Great Woods at the time. And it was my job to go interview Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson's always very intimidating. He wants it to be that way. When you interview him, he's got this setup. It's always in a set, lit perfectly, and he's always got his most scary outfit, maybe no shirt and weird sunglasses. But this time, I went in with Bill Bracken. I think it was Bill Bracken. He was an engineer. And it was the engineer's job to make sure the recording device worked. Got in there, started talking to Marilyn Manson. And about 2 minutes in, the guy goes, "Bradley, it's not working." So I had to say, "Marilyn Manson, Marilyn, got to do it over." And that was not cool. Totally not cool. But Marilyn was lucky, in a good mood, because his girlfriend was with him in the, this was in the bus, in the tour bus. Very rare thing you get to go in the tour bus. Marilyn Manson was in there with his girlfriend, the ultra hot and ultra dirty Dita Von Teese. So it was just the four of us in there. And Marilyn was in a good mood because a fan had given him a microphone which had both a light on it and a camera, so that when you sing into it, it takes a picture of, you know, you can see you. It's like a video camera in the microphone, so you can be on the big screen. Well, you know, that was cool. But then Marilyn had to be Marilyn. So Marilyn stuck it down his pants. So he had the whole camera, the light, and everything. It was like a roving reporter down inside of Marilyn Manson's pants. And, you know, you can do the math. We certainly did. All right, I have something here which we've gone to great lengths to try to make work, by hook or by crook. I'm going to give you a big lead up, so I really hope it works. Back in 1983, program director Oedipus, you may have heard of him. David Bowie was in town. He's a big Bowie fan. I'm a big Bowie fan. It was a big deal. And we're broadcasting live. I'm not going to, no spoiler alert here, but we're broadcasting live. And, you know, we realized, hey, that's David Bowie's limousine. That's Bowie's limousine. Let's go in it. So we went in it, and we looked in the ashtrays and went, these are David Bowie's cigarette butts. Oh, my God. And look, here's a Bianca Jagger cigarette butt with a lipstick on it. This is big stuff. Big, 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 big. Well, I guess that's enough of a lead up. If everything works here, you'll hear the voice of Carter Allen, Oedipus, myself, Bradley J, and a guy named Metal Mike, who did Yes, You Guessed It, the Metal Show, and a girl named Raz on the radio. That will be the main female voice you hear here. So I'm hoping, please, God. All right, it is working, but you know what? Sean, back it up to the very beginning. We'll start it from the beginning. Looks like, okay, 000. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Carter Allen.
WBCN, David Bowie. Of course, Space Oddity and the Italian version, Ragazza Solo. Ragazza Solo, which you can find on a David Bowie rare album, an import album. It's also a single if you're fortunate enough to have that one. Well, we're BCN, and of course, the videos, I guess, have started down at Ed Sullivan Stadium, the David Bowie videos. Of course, David Bowie going on stage at 7:30 tonight. And we've got our crew in Sullivan Stadium right now, and if things go well, and I think they are, it's Bradley J on the horn. Hello.
Carter.
Yes.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Over to my right. We're backstage at Sullivan Stadium. I'm sitting down here with Oedipus and Tom Jodka from EMI, and we're just kind of laying back, and let me tell you what I see. Over to my right is a big, long, black car, and out of that car came David Bowie and Bianca Jagger, who went over, and they went through the buffet line. They had something to eat, ate the crew's food, and then they came about, oh, right now, David's about
10 feet.
Well, maybe 20 of us.
No, 15 feet.
Okay, maybe. And he's eating with Bianca. We could tell you what he was eating, but that would be kind of tacky. Don't
lobster.
You think?
They're eating lobster.
Oh, okay. Lobsters and rock stars.
But listen, Carter, check this. You know Arthur, his bodyguard in The Man Who Fell to Earth?
Yeah.
Well, he checked our passes. He came over here. It was just amazing.
Kind of interesting. You sound like you're like hiding the microphone underneath an overcoat right now.
We'll have to, because if we spoke too loudly, David would overhear.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
I shut off the walkie-talkie so it wouldn't interrupt his dinner.
Wonderful. Well, you're so considerate. Bradley, we're going to hear from you in a half an hour or so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oedipus, what's up?
Well, maybe we should tell Carter what David Bowie is wearing right now.
What's David Bowie wearing?
He has these gray slacks on, right? His black shoes, his blue shirt, a lovely tie that we can't see because his back's slightly turned to us. And as Bradley said,
His hair is so blonde, it radiates, it glows, it gleams. Mm-hmm. It's lighting up the entire tent where he's eating now. He's waving to a bunch of people. He's waving to his crew. He's actually waving to members of the band who are waiting in line to eat at this very moment. Back to you, Carter.
All right.
From your Bowie connection, WBCN, live from Sullivan Stadium.
Okay, Oedipus, thank you. You see any in Boston? Why don't we go down to Sullivan Stadium now?
Oh, Carter! This Oedipus here at Sullivan Stadium with Bradley J.
We're
at David Bowie's dressing room, and we are so hard. The rain is pouring. We're in plastic bags, but we just met David Bowie. He just took our umbrella. Bradley gave him the WBCN umbrella so he could go on stage in the rain. But David Bowie's going on stage in about 1 minute now with the BCN umbrella. We just met David Bowie. He smokes Marlboro cigarettes, we know. Bianca Dagger smokes Carlton's because Bradley and I sat in the limousine that David Bowie was sitting in. And after we got out of the limousine, we went over to David Bowie's dressing room. We talked to David Bowie. We were told him we were playing Round and Round at that very moment. What you were playing, Carter. Carter Allen on the air, BCN playing Round and Round. And he was listening. He loved it. He said, we said, David, are there more than 226 songs you ever recorded? He said, I don't know. Well, and then Bradley said, well, we have Liza Jane. He says, then you have everything I ever recorded. And he's been listening. Bowie's been in town since Monday night. He's been listening straight to BCN. It is happening here. The rains are coming down. Bowie's coming on in exactly 1 minute. And it is so intense. Everyone's jumping and can't wait. We are so excited. We shook hands with David Bowie twice. And he loves Boston! Back to Carter from the Bowie Connection, WBCN, Boston!
All right. Thank you, Eddie. I've never heard Oedipus so excited, my goodness.
Well, we've got the guys here back from the David Bowie concert at Foxborough.
What a show.
You wouldn't believe it.
What a
still
show.
The man's the best.
Are we talking show?
So, we're talking show.
All right. Well, give me an idea. I know you were backstage and stuff, and I was listening to. I couldn't go to the concert tonight. Oedipus
backstage.
Singing. But give me an idea.
We were in his dressing room.
Let's start with the.
Sorry, his makeup.
When you arrived, for instance, what was the crowd like? Were there
small?
Just a small crowd.
And good natured.
Small, good natured.
About 60,000 people
were coming in.
What got me the most is that when it was raining, and then when David came on stage, the rain stopped.
It stopped his
head. Yeah, that's like going to see the
it was
Pope.
Like during magic. During the first
thing. Bradley had given David, when we were in the dressing room, because we were rushed into David's dressing room. It's like 60
come
seconds.
Come here now, quick,
give me
do
David
it.
Boy right
this
now.
Is it. The chance of your life, don't miss it.
And Carter was playing Round and Round in the A to C. And we're trying to all talk to David, and they're introducing these other people, and we're just saying, did you really is 226 songs. That's how many we figured out. 226 songs, and we're on Round and Round. Can you think of any way? What's your favorite? And Bradley,
no,
what did
you say
to him?
Can you think of any we haven't done? And then I said, well, we played Liza Jane, and he said, oh, and he raised his eyebrows. He actually raised his eyebrows and says, you got him all. You must have got him all.
What was he like? Was he very gentlemanly?
Yes.
The interviews that we ran last week with Lisa Robinson and the tour information, that you get the impression he's very stately, very gentlemanly, very gentle.
Well, in 60 seconds.
Very, very classy.
I was staring into his eyes.
I forgot to look and see if his eyes were actually a different color. Oedipus, however, did check that, and they are.
But he was very friendly.
One goes, and one goes, wow.
What we have here, Bradley and I were backstage, and Albert was up in the booth, and he was, getting all set up there. Bradley and I snuck into the limousine.
We know
Michael. Michael, the limousine driver.
Did anyone
great
say
guy. Good friends of David Beavers, our promotion director. And we snuck into the limo, and he said, David sits on this side, and Bianca sits on this side, and the two kids... sat in the little chairs. So we looked in the ashtrays. What we have here.
Can you picture this?
Is here a David in a Bowie limousine. Cigarette and a Bianca Jagger cigarette.
Why don't you describe the butt itself?
Okay. Well, Bianca's has red lipstick on it. She smokes Carlton's. I get that one.
Too,
now, we took two Bowie cigarettes. One goes to Bradley. He's going to give it to his girlfriend. I shouldn't have said that.
That's fine. I'm going to go
girlfriend.
Give it to her now.
The other one here, the other Bowie cigarette. See, Bowie only smokes about a quarter of the cigarette. And the rest of you guys stamps out.
Hold it closer to the mic so
I
can see it out of his.
Okay, it's a marble now. It's a marble kind of stamped out. What we're going to do here, the three of us, Albert, Bradley, and myself, are going to smoke David Bowie cigarettes. His lips have been on his cigarette.
There are still molecules from David's
molecules
lips on the cigarette.
Live on the air.
That's our lips.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you hear babbling in the background is Oedipus, Bradley J., and Oedipus, and Albert O. Lighting up a cigarette that they found in an ashtray at Sullivan Stadium backstage.
Oh, my goodness.
David. David Bowie's cigarette.
Okay. Like if they could put it somewhere else, they would. But they're going to smoke it instead.
What's along with David Bowie's molecules? I get a few of Oedipus in here, too.
And here they are smoking cigarettes. We don't advocate the smoking of cigarettes, however, in this case.
This came directly from David Bowie's ashtray from his limo.
We sadly believe this.
Everyone has to know, we actually sat there and just absorbed David Bowie.
All right, hold on, hold on. Calm down. What I would like to know is what are some of the songs that he did do? I was told. Here he goes, taking his first drag.
Pretty cool.
I'm over here, Raz on the radio. Have you ever been to kindergarten? You kindergarten teachers must know what this is like at this moment.
Albert, listen.
I'd like to know, during the interview, he mentioned that he played at least one song from every album. Is that really what you got tonight? Was the show similar to the Hartford show? Can you give us a...
Why don't you read a few of the songs?
Yeah, you got it.
Started off with a Look Back in Anger. He went into Heroes, What in the World After That, Golden Years. And this was one of the high points, Fashion into Let's Dance. I mean, they segued seamlessly.
Fashion into Let's Dance was so perfect.
Seamlessly. And man, this guy, not only does he have more class than anybody in the world, but can he cut a rug?
There was no rug, however.
We were all dancing with David in the rain. It was wonderful. Truly
Albert,
wonderful.
It's your turn. I'm kind of getting dizzy.
By the way, did you see any of the BCN listeners that we did send out on the double-decker bus? Did you catch any of those?
Yeah, we caught them.
We waved. We were all wet, and we had a wonderful
time. Hi, David. This is Bradley J.
Okay. We're going to play
a tune. I know you're listening, Dave. All right. Buddy.
You guys continue on smoking your David Bowie cigarette. We're going to continue on with
it. It was the greatest show we've ever seen in our entire lives.
You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. Well, hopefully he'll come back sometime.
Get off the cigarette.
I'll be able to check it out. This song came off the Diamond Dogs album. We're going to hit the live version. Sweet Thing from WBCN, your number one Bowie connection.
Which is one of my very favorite songs. That was a pretty intense thing. It's a good thing Toucher and Rich weren't with us then, because I never would have heard the end of that. I mean, if... You know what they did with Incubus, Incubus, rah, rah, rah? My God. Can you believe what they would have done with that? Listen, one quick other thing about David Bowie. He also came to Fort Apache, and he did a thing with 100 BCN listeners where they came in and got to ask him questions. I was the sort of moderator. It was a big deal. It was very, very intense. He played five songs for 100 people. Tell you what, obviously Bowie's been a big part of WBCN. And I'm going to let you decide which David Bowie song we play. So 617-931-1041. You know, you're a Bowie fan? Let me know what you think is the must-play Bowie track.
The Rock. 104 WBCN. Don't touch that dial.
The Killers. Live in concert. Friday, September 4th at TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Killers. Friday, September 4th at TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. At the box office, surcharge by phone at 866-448-7849. Do not miss The Killers live. Friday, September 4th at TD Garden. The new CD, Day and Age, in stores now. For more info and tour dates, stop by thekillersmusic.com. The Killers live. Buy tickets at livenation.com.
The road before you is long and calling. There is nothing that stands in between you and your destination, and you and the future of mankind. For you are a trailblazer, dare it be said, a rebel, and the world will take note of what you do next. And 150 miles to the gallon, says the scooter, is your ride of choice. Metro West Scooters of Framingham, the Boston area's number one destination for the newest scooters and motorcycle gear. MetroWestScooters.com.
Papa Bohai.
WBCN Boston.
Stronger than an iron fist. More powerful than TNT. The real WBCN Boston.
WBCN, Bradley J. We're celebrating 41 years of rock at WBCN Boston. It's a four-day farewell. People calling in. And I've got a guy here who's always, A, been a fan, and B, been heavily involved in radio and voice work and stuff like this. His name's Jeff Berlin. Jeff, how are you?
First of all, I just want to say, today is amazing radio listening for me. Tingles up my spine. The songs you guys are playing are amazing. It's a thrill to be listening today.
Cool. Tell me about the story you related to me the other day.
It was just like the first time that BCN really struck me hard was when I was driving in from Western Massachusetts, where I'm from, and I'm driving into the big city, Boston, and I'm coming around the curve on the hill on Route 2, just as the city comes into view, and all of a sudden you see the Prudential Tower, where I know BCN is broadcasting from, and the studio was at the top of the Prudential back then, and just then, I don't know if it was Jim Perry who was on the air, but because it was really late at night, and he just blended ideas like, this is 104 FM WBCN Boston. And then he goes into Till Victory by Patti Smith. And again, tingles up and down my spine as I see the city before me and hear this amazing radio station that's just otherworldly playing this anthem of a song. That impression never left me.
Now, you've been a Boston DJ yourself, and now you're set up in your own. You are like a famous voice on lots of stuff now. Like, tell me a couple of things you did. You did Grand Theft Auto 4, didn't you?
I'm in all of the Grand Theft Auto games. I voice the trailers for Grand Theft Auto. I'm the voice of A&E, and yeah, no, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Say something, Grand Theft Auto-y.
What? Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, or whatever. What is it now? Grand Theft Auto 4. Out now for PlayStation 3. Rated M for mature. Or Peggy 3 if you're in Australia.
Jeff Berlin, ladies and gentlemen, always been a big BCN fan and a friend of the station. Anybody else want to make a comment, feel free. 617-931-1041. Mark Hamilton is next at WBCN.
Looking back at 41 years of WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
Okay, right now the next 15 callers on the listener line, 536-8000, who can answer the following question, will win a pair of tickets to see the premiere showing of The Kids Are All Right and a special surprise from the film.
We're saying goodbye to a legend, the Rock of Boston, WBCN.
On Thursday, August 13th, it's the debut of 98.5 The Sports Hub, home of the Patriots and Bruins. The Sports Hub will be fueled by Dunkin' Donuts. Want to earn free coffee, save on gas, and a chance to score tons of sports prizes? Go to DunkinDonuts.com/score for full details. America runs on Dunkin'. No purchase necessary. Promotion ends 12/31/09.
A new Boston sports radio station is being built. The first Boston FM sports station. It'll be the new home of the Patriots, Bruins, Dutcher and Rich. Thursday, it's the debut of 98.5 The Sports Hub. Boston's new home for sports.
Now, another classic WBCN lunch song.
It was a day in September. A lunch I'll always remember. Yes, I do. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never got the chance to eat with him. I wonder what my mother made to feed him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and she said, son,
Papa ate a chicken bone. We called the doctor up on the phone. But then he died. And all he left us was a groan. Hey, Mama.
Is it true what they say that Papa never learned to eat his lunch slow?
And Mama? Bad talk going round, Papa ate his lunch with another station on the radio. And that ain't right.
Papa only cared about eating and belching. Instead of eating lunch with BCN and Ken Sheldon.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and she said, son,
your Papa ate a chicken bone. Like a slide trombone. And when he died, all he left us was a groan. Your Papa ate a chicken bone. We called the doctor up on the phone. But when he died,
dude, how tremendous are those loves? Those lunch songs. I love lunch. That's good stuff. First of all, before we move on, before I say hi to Mark, I'm going to let you know what's going on. Chachi's here. Chachi, you know. Wait a minute, Chachi, will you? Let's see. Sunday, Sam Copper will be on. You know, Chachi, I'm going to fire you up so you can explain who Sam Copper is. Chachi, ladies and gentlemen, talking the thing.
Good afternoon.
No, wrong.
Hey, what a great. Am I on?
Yeah, I guess.
What a great show. I've been listening to since 10 of 10, man. You and Alberto, awesome. Stephen Clean.
Mang.
Great music, man.
Mang.
Bradley J, I was in the studio the night you walked in.
What were you doing? Who were
no,
you?
No, I can't. I'm not going to say that. But that's... Colin Nolan was the DJ.
You can say because it's it's only a $100 fine now.
No, please. Colin Nolan was on the air. I was her intern, producer.
Yeah.
And we were saying, well, this guy Bradley Huckins is coming in from New Hampshire.
You're not supposed to say my real name.
Oh, sorry.
I'm dumping you.
And sure enough, this guy walks in. I think you were wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah, I think you're making stuff up.
No,
I didn't have the cowboy hat yet.
You didn't have it then?
It was winter, man.
Well, it was a long time ago. But there are a couple of stories that I associate with you.
Oh, God.
First of all, you know, my association with Tony Bennett has been for over 25 years now.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, I was the first to put Tony on a rock station, and he credits me for that.
Yeah, this is bad.
And we put Tony on the air. And, yeah, it was about Bradley J. So we had Bradley and Charles, myself, and Tony Bennett on the air. Tony was on the phone. And Bradley had to tell a joke.
Yeah.
Do you remember the joke?
Well, yeah, it's because the joke. It's important to say first that Sammy Davis Jr. was super duper good friends with Tony Bennett.
Yeah, they were best friends, and Sammy had a glass eye, and so we're on the air, and Bradley says, "Hey, Tony." And Tony goes, "Yeah, what's up?" And Bradley says, "Hey, did you know that Sammy Davis Jr. was very religious?" And Tony goes, "No." And he goes, and Bradley says, "Yeah, he had a stained glass eye." and Tony was very upset about that.
Cricket,
I had to talk to him after the show.
Cricket. Yeah, it was bad. You're walking the edge. Sometimes you step over, man.
Yeah, but Bradley J has been here a long, long time.
What, you got another story, or is that it?
I had another one, but I forget. But certainly Bradley did the "What Would You Do for You Two" tickets.
Oh yeah,
great promotion.
Do you remember who won?
Say what? It was the guy who swallowed 104 goldfish.
Yeah, 104.
I was very upset because I am an animal rights activist.
Yeah, right.
Killed 104. Yeah. He threw most of them back up.
Yeah.
So
Mark Hamilton, I think your microphone's turned on. Do you want to jump in?
How's that?
It's good, I guess.
It's good?
I can't see you. It's all right.
That's right. First time I met Bradley J, the cult had come by. I was interning for for Bill Cates. Bill Cates is one of the old production guys, and I was interning for him, and he was a spacey guy.
He was.
But a good dude, and I was in high school, and I was all psyched. You know, I get to go into BCN, and I'm allowed in the building, and I'm like meeting everybody,
you know, it was a big deal to even be in the building.
It
would give you, sweats to just get near the place.
It was an absolutely crazy big deal,
yeah.
And especially you know when you're 16. So I'm in there, and you know it was getting late. Bill Cates would work at night a lot, so I'm in there, and the cult came in. It was a Sunday night, and the cult came in, and they were on the air. I think it was with Oedipus on Nocturnal Emissions or something. But after they were done with their interview and everything, I'm down in the basement acquiring my $100 ticket with the cult in the garage underneath BCN, and Bradley J comes down the stairs, and I'm like, you know, I'm all psyched. Hey, it's Bradley J. You know, he's like, "You guys gotta stop smoking that dope. It's gonna make you stupid."
No, I didn't say that. No.
And I'm like, I just met Bradley J finally, and he yelled at me.
He yelled at you. That's great. But Bradley,
see, I'm a company guy.
You're a very corporate guy. But remember, the lunchtime concerts were amazing.
Oh yeah.
Every I think it was every month we do a free lunchtime show on Lansdowne Street.
It was stressful.
Very stressful. Because back then you could give away, Narcissus we did, Avalon, Metro. But your first beer would be free. And
yep.
We would have lines
and free
people,
hot dogs.
And free hot dogs,
at
all
noon.
You can eat at noon. And those were great, great times.
Well, you know, we did one with Cindy Lauper.
Yes,
at
that's
lunch.
True. At
somehow
lunch.
They would get up at, you know, whatever time you had to get up to perform at noon.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was very stressful. Tank was the guy who was the producer. Tank
yes.
was on the Charles Lacordaire show. Yeah. He was the sports guy. Anyway, what we used to try to do then was do our breaks like, "Hey, come on down." Somehow, crazily, we tried to do them live and time them in between, like make the band get done at exactly the time like the commercials got done. And Tank was like, I was always scared to death.
Yeah.
All right, is that it for now? Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's it.
You want to play some music? All right. This is, you know, you're all going to recognize it, I believe, ZZ Top. And, you know, to those of you I don't see again or talk to again at this station, this is for you. And Chachi, yes, you had one.
Yeah, well, Mark Hamilton's coming up next, and our guest at 4 o'clock will be
The Mighty Ken Shelton.
The Mighty Ken Shelton with Billy West and Tommy Sandman calling in.
Awesome. He's the guy that did those tremendous lunchtime shows.
The man of a million voices, Billy West and Tom Sandman.
Also, when you do talk to him, will you do me a favor and ask him, make him tell the story about how we did the fireworks music?
Oh, yeah.
There used to be BCN fireworks.
We used to do fireworks every year. I think it was in September, and free fireworks over the city of Boston.
And they had a soundtrack that we made.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the stressful part.
We synced it up with the fireworks.
That was the thing, because back then all we had were carts, and they were 1 minute long, these cartridges. Yet we had a half an hour of music that was timed to the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to be on the phone with him. He's like, play number two, come on, play number two, play number three, now. And the big fear was that because you had to stop the carts to put the next one in, that I would stop the wrong one. And the music for 1 billion people watching the fireworks would come to a screeching halt.
That's true.
Make them tell all those stories. Okay, everybody.
Okay.
Hamilton next. Thank you. This is WBCN, Rock and Boston. 104.1 Boston Concert Network.
A stiff shaft and a smooth stroke will get you in the hole every time.
104!
WBCN Boston.
Celebrating 41 years of WBCN, the Rock of Boston. And now, it's time for WBCN's...
Insert appropriate theme for lunch here.
Howard.
Lunch with Adam 12 on WBCN Boston.
Welcome back, Howard Stern, to WBCN. Yeah, all of Boston abuzz with regards to this lunch today. Already getting emails up from Frank in Boston. You're not going to do that Tortured Man song from the movie soundtrack. Of course I am. What better way to get the Howard lunch underway on 104.1 WBCN? The second in a series of what could best be called alumni lunches. We started last month, of course, with legendary morning man Charles Lacordaire. The video is online at WBCN.com, so the natural progression is on to Howard Stern. And when I think of the Howard Stern Show and the many great memories that I had listening to the Howard Stern Show, coming on after the Howard Stern Show for years on WBCN, one of my favorite moments or things next to Beetlejuice were all the live performances. So I think a great way to kick this off would be with some thoughts on some of the legendary live performances on the Howard Stern Show.
Well, gee, you know, one of my favorites, you know, we had so many great bands that performed on our show. I'm trying to think specifically during the years that I was on BCN, but Green Day comes to mind. You know, they were really good on the show always. I mean, musically, those guys are just awesome. And Stone Temple Pilots. And I was always shocked by how friendly they were and what a good interview they were and how open Scott Weiland was. I like and the brothers in Stone Temple Pilots. They were cool guys. They were just good guys and gave us some great times, especially musically. And I mean, we had just great music there. You know, Bush used to come in when they were really popular. Gavin was in, and Def Leppard live. There was some great performances.
And we'll listen to a number of those over the course of the next hour. But we'll actually start with the first band you mentioned, the Green Day, on the Howard Lunch, 104.1 WBC. Green Day on WBCN's Howard Lunch. Howard Stern talking about some of the favorite performances that took place on the Howard Stern Show when it was on mornings on WBCN. In fact, in a moment, we'll go back to one of my favorites, one of the first I really remember hearing and loving. Speaking of first, the first time you heard WBCN.
Well, I don't remember the exact time I heard WBCN for the first time, but I do know that there came a point when I was in college that I had a stereo in my room. And when I was searching out a station, there was BCN was the only rock station when I was in college. COZ happened a little bit later on, but BCN was the station, and I remember hearing all the shows. I listened to it religiously because there was nothing else on the radio. It was the best station. It had the strongest signal. To me, it was like the ultimate rock station. Even when I lived in New York, I didn't listen to a lot of radio. I wasn't really aware of WNEW FM or any of those. So I was in college, and I would listen to Charles Lacordaire and the Mattress, Mishegoss, and I remember Captain Ken Shelton was there for a while, and someone named Lisa, and Jay Giles dude was always there, Peter Wolf, and there were just a lot of people. I don't know. There were just a lot of different people, and I thought it was a very cool radio station. And I used to think, man, if I could be on the radio one day and be on a station like BCN, but then I would stop even fantasizing because I knew it couldn't come true. I mean, it would be ridiculous. I was so bad on the air that there was no way I'd ever work at a BCN. In fact, I remember sending out resumes to WCOZ and WBCN, and when I went down to WBCN, Tony Berardini was there in the lobby. He was the program director, I guess, and I remember thinking, what am I doing here? I could never work here. And, you know, the idea that I became the morning man for WBCN is probably more mind-blowing to me than anything else. When I think about all the radio stations I work for, if someone had said to me in college, you will one day be the morning man for WBCN-FM in Boston, it would have been like saying I'm going to get to go to Mars. It would be beyond my wildest comprehension. Getting mornings at WBCN was huge in my career. Huge. And really the funny thing is, by the time I got to be on in the mornings, I had very little time to revel in it, you know, to really enjoy it, because we had so many stations at that point and so much going on and so many opportunities were happening that I think in a way I sort of took it for granted. I remember with WBCN, we started at night originally. And that frustrated me. I just, at that point in my career, I knew I should be the morning man. I guess I thought that I was the right guy to be on in the morning. But, and it was sort of an honor to also replace Charles Laquadera, because he was on in mornings when I was a college student. And he was a big deal. And, you know, it's mind-blowing. It's still mind-blowing to me to think that I was once the morning man at WBCN. It's a great honor. It really is. It's a legendary radio station. And to me, having grown up in the Northeast and gone to college in Boston, I think it is one of the greatest accomplishments. I did a little radio show for WNTN Newton, Mass., which was a progressive radio station out of Newton. I don't know what they are now. It's on AM radio. And, I mean, even then, to think that I would be a morning man at WBCN, I just can't tell you how mind-blowing that is.
Well, I think you just did. Howard Stern back on 104.1 WBCN for the Howard Lunch. And throughout the lunch, we'll keep bouncing back to some of these legendary performances. Live in the studio with Howard back in the day, Stone Temple Pilots on BCN.
Make it loud. You can't make it loud enough for me. I'm a dog.
STP Plush live, the That's Howard Lunch good. On WBCN, the Howard Stern Show for the years it was on WBCN, responsible for turning a lot of people on to bands performing live in studio, whether plugged in or acoustic, and talking too about some of the bands that BCN turned you on to back in the day.
I don't really remember the songs that BCN turned me on to. I'm sure they turned me on to lots of music, because BCN actually played new songs. You know, they were the progressive radio station. They played new music and were quite proud to introduce the public to new music. And they were one of the few stations that did that, so I am sure. I remember sometimes even listening to BCN and like having to turn it off in the early years because it was a little too, like, it was stuff I didn't know, you know? I wanted to hear something a little more familiar. That's how progressive they were when I first listened to him. You know, one thing I remember about Boston, and I don't know if this is true of BCN, but I know when I was at Boston University, it struck me as very strange that BU would have these things called boogies. And to me, a boogie almost sounded like a word that was derogatory for black people that I'd heard used in my neighborhood. I didn't know what a BU boogie was, but it sounded like a Klan meeting. And the BU boogie was like this kind of, what kind of music? How would you describe boogie music? It was people would get together, white people, and dance to this music that was undanceable. So BCN had a couple of those boogie songs. I wish the story's going nowhere because I can't remember what an example of the music would be.
Brady takes the shotgun.
Tom Brady is
fires
back.
Down the middle. Touchdown.
We've got a brand new sports radio station where you can hear every single play. Boston's new home for sports is 98.5 The Sports Hub. And it debuts on Thursday, the day Tom Brady makes his return to the Pats. Pre-game at 4.
This is Gil Santos. Join me and Gino Capoletti at 7:30 for the kickoff.
On the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. New radio station. Same great cover. Gil Santos, Gino Capoletti, Gary Tang, Wandy, Gresham, Scott Zilla. The new home of the Patriots is the new 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Celebrating 41 years of WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
White Zombies cover of I'm Your Boogeyman for WBCN's Howard Lunch, maybe. Bring you back to the days of the BU Boogie. White Zombies take on I'm Your Boogeyman. Howard Stern talking about the BU Boogies back in the day. Howard back for the Howard Lunch on 104.1 WBCN. And those BU days, live concerts that you remember seeing.
Yeah, I went to see Bonnie Raitt up in Boston. I saw, Bonnie Raitt was like with John Mayall or something like that. I don't even remember. Oh, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. I'm sure I must have learned about them on WBCN. That's the kind of stuff they play at a BU Boogie. Paul Butterfield Blues Band. But I was a big Bonnie Raitt fan. I saw Bonnie Raitt in Boston, and she was awesome. And she was with Paul Butterfield. I am sure I saw some other concerts there. Don't forget, I had no money to go to concerts. It wasn't like the kind of thing where I had extra spending money. There were some concerts that happened at BU while I was there, but, you know, where a student could go for free, but I had very little money. It seemed like everyone at Boston University had a lot of money. These kids had cars. They would drive around in Fiats. I didn't even know what a Fiat was, a little tiny car from Italy or something. I don't know. Everybody had something going on. And so for me to go to a concert, I wouldn't even ask my parents for that kind of money, and I didn't really have a job, so I don't think I saw too many concerts.
Well, you certainly put plenty of them on the radio. We keep coming back to this throughout the Howard Lunch, which I think is a fantastic. This time around, live from the Stern Show, Selling the Drama. We'll take a break after this and come back with more of the Howard Lunch on WBCN.
Into love, we're gone. Into fear, flame. Into burn, the crown.
Airchecks.com.